Well, for the first time in 14 years, the UK is to change its headline inflation measure. We kind of got used to the idea of CPI from maybe the old RPI, some may remember, and it's going to be changed into one that apparently has more representation of housing costs. So what is the nature of the change and what difference will it make? Well, don't ask me. Let us speak to Pete Comley, who's an inflation specialist, business expert on all these things, and he's joined us now. Very kind of you to come in and talk to us this morning.
It's lovely to be here, Nigel.
OK, right. So let us start with CPI. We've had that for 14 years. What did that measure and why is it being changed to CPIH?
OK, as you mentioned, we used to have RPI in this country and it is still indeed measured, but we switched across to CPI because it was a method developed by the EU. But when the EU developed CPI, they developed it for a completely different purpose. They didn't create it as a cost of living index. It was created as a way of trying to determine whether countries could join the Maastricht Treaty to join the euro. And so when they put it together, the statisticians, bless their hearts, couldn't quite agree on how to measure housing. So they agreed to disagree and they just left it out. And so therefore, when we adopted CPI, we had a cost of living measure that didn't have housing in it. And that's quite a significant issue.
And more significant in the UK than anywhere else?
Most other European countries carried on using their traditional inflation measures and they didn't switch across to the European CPI measure. They have to collect it anyway for Europe, but they had their own measure. So
Right. It
was more of an issue in the UK.
So we know that these rising food and fuel prices are pushing inflation beyond the 2% target, and the CPI, it's thought, might reach 2.1%. So we're going to use CPIH in the future with housing. Is that going to be lower or higher? It's like that quiz show, isn't it? Lower or higher?
Well, the answer is it will depend a bit on what the level of inflation is, because the housing element that ONS are using in CPIH is they're not going out and measuring all the things that we to do with housing. So they're not measuring mortgage costs. They're not measuring water rates, repairs, DIY bills, home insurance. They've decided to come up with this method, which involves just looking at the average rents in the UK. It's called rental equivalents. Mm. And average rents, as they measure them, are around about 2%, or they have been. And therefore, if CPI gets higher and it heads towards 3%, as the Bank of England claims it's going to do, what this housing element will do is it will drag CPIH down. So if we end up with CPI towards 3% at the end of the year, which is probably where it will be, CPIH might only be 2.7.
Yes.
So it's going to have a knock-on effect, and that starts to then have implications for things like benefits.
Well, yes, I was going to say, I'm no economist, but I can smell a rat here, because benefits,
yes,
tax allowances, lots of pensions, all linked to the headline
Correct.
Inflation rate. So is this actually just a cynical move to reduce government expenditure?
I actually think it isn't. I'm all for cynical ideas, actually, but I think this one isn't. It's the ONS have got it in their head that they want to try and sort out putting housing in there, and I think the problem here is actually how they're going about it, and this is one of the few changes that ONS have made that is actually highly controversial within the statistical world, so much so that the UK Statistics Authority has actually de-designated CPIH as a national statistic. They don't recognise it as a national statistic because of the problems that they see with it.
I do notice that other large broadcasting organisation, the BBC, they actually say that they will continue to focus on CPI because it's the measure the Bank of England looks at. Obviously, I can understand why you might also want to keep an eye on CPI, but that's going to be a bit confusing, isn't it, for people?
The whole of all of these inflation measures are coming quite confusing. And the problem occurs because different people use inflation statistics for different reasons. The man on the street wants a cost of living index.
Yes.
And indeed, that was the reason why we had inflation indexes in the first place in this country. They were invented in 1914 to help workers ensure that they
understood what the rate of inflation was so they could argue for proper wage rises. But unfortunately, there's now many other users of those statistics and they want them for other purposes.
If you look at how people's pension benefits, for example, are calculated, and I'm thinking even here about private pensions as well as state pensions, do they use CPI, RPI? I mean, I rather thought that some of them relate to RPI still.
I think there are still some related to RPI. A number of them are actually offering fixed increases. Some are inflation related. You have to read the fine print. If it's an old pension, it will probably be related to RPI. If it's a new one, CPI. Mm. But the key difference is that RPI, on average, is about 1% higher than CPI. There's a big difference between those two. And part of that difference is because it's got housing in it. And we all know that house prices are going up quite significantly amongst other housing costs. But the other difference is the method of calculation. And I won't take you into the details of why they're different.
Thank you very much. I think it's also probably fair to say that we had had this prolonged period where there was more or less no inflation. Obviously, people who got onto the housing ladder were able to get still are able to get pretty cheap mortgages. And people kind of almost forgot about inflation's very existence. I mean, it is a wake, whatever measure we put on it. I mean, this is a wake-up call, really, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, you said sort of people forgot about inflation. It was always a tale of sort of two sides, really, the recent decrease in prices. Those decrease in prices were primarily on goods and food and also on fuel. But service inflation has carried on, and house price inflation definitely carried on throughout that period and was being reflected in indexes like RPI. You just didn't see it in CPI.
Sure. Well, I kind of get that. And again, of course, it depends if you're a borrower or a saver where you are in the economy. I was rather intrigued when people started talking a while ago about individuals' inflation rate. They were kind of getting over this idea that, two people the same age, maybe in different jobs or living in a different part of the country or with different housing arrangements, would have a very different personal inflation rate.
Yes, and everyone's inflation rate is different because it depends what they consume. But the whole idea of these indices is to try and come up with what is an average effect across the population. And indeed, there are differences between RPI and CPI over how they do that as well. So
finally, Pete, do you think we will learn to live or even love CPIH?
I think ONS are pretty keen on us having it. But having said that, I think there are serious issues with it and they do need to be looked at.
OK, well, let's hope they're listening. That's Pete Comley. He's an inflation specialist. Very pleased to have you on the programme. Thank you very much indeed for explaining it to us so clearly. And the news there that for the first time in 14 years, the UK is changing its headline inflation measure CPI to CPIH. We've heard all about it there as regards to the old CPI. That's likely to reach 2.1% when official figures are released later.